This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. On the first day of a pause and a hostage and prisoner swap Friday between Israel and Hamas, aid supplies and fuel slowly began entering the Gaza Strip from Egypt's Rafah border crossing. Arab media reported more than 100 aid trucks entered Gaza by mid-afternoon. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
13 Israelis held hostage by Hamas were handed over to Egypt by Hamas via the Rafah border crossing as dusk approached. Qatar's Al Jazeera TV also reported that the Palestinian Qassam group released 24 hostages, including workers from Thailand. Israel released 39 Palestinian prisoners from Israel's Damoun, Megiddo, and Alfar detention centers earlier Friday afternoon. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Israeli military tanks and armored vehicles were seen leaving from northern Gaza on Friday as the pause between the Israeli army and the U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas took hold. No big bombings, artillery strikes, or rocket attacks were reported, although Hamas and Israel both accused each other of sporadic shootings and other violations. Ireland's prime minister on Friday condemned anti-immigrant protesters who rampaged through central Dublin after three young children were stabbed, saying the rioters simply wanted to cause chaos, not protect the country's way of life. Police arrested 34 people overnight after up to 500 people looted shops, set fire to vehicles, and threw rocks at crowd control officers equipped with helmets and shields. The violence began after rumors circulated that a foreign national was responsible for the attack outside a Dublin school on Thursday.